Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Well, everyone, you'll have to be patient with us and our voices because Teresa and I have been suffering from a pretty wicked upper respiratory virus for about 2 weeks. So the topic of our meditation today is suffering and patience. Now, suffering can be one of the greatest obstacles to being led by the Holy Spirit. When it comes, many of us resist, panic, or shut down. That's why the virtue of patience is essential. Without it, we cannot fully cooperate with the Spirit. St. Maximilian Kolbe had the virtue of patience in heroic measure, and that's why he became such a powerful instrument of the Holy Spirit and Mary. In 1917, at just 23 years old, Kolbe contracted tuberculosis, which was incurable at the time. He would suffer from it for the rest of his life. One lung collapsed entirely, and the other was badly damaged. He likely lived with only 20% lung capacity. He endured constant fever, migraine headaches, and the persistent sense of living under the shadow of death. But there was more than just physical suffering that he endured. Kolbe's bold vision was completely misunderstood by his own order. After 700 years of doing things basically the same way, most Franciscans couldn't grasp his desire to use every modern means, press, radio, even film, to spread devotion to Jesus through Mary. Instead of support, he was sent into exile to a remote mission in Grodno. But even there, Kolbe didn't retreat. He expanded. And when that mission could no longer contain the work, he founded from the ground up the largest Catholic monastery in the world, Neapokalanov, home to over 700 young men, all consecrated to Mary. Then in 1939, Poland was crushed between two of the most brutal regimes in history, Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. Kolbe was eventually sent to Auschwitz, a living hell. Yet not a single witness, friend or foe, ever reported him uttering a word of complaint. He never cursed his illness, blamed his superiors, or lamented what happened to him. Instead, he remained steadfast. And that unwavering patience became the open channel through which the Holy Spirit and Mary could act powerfully through him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. James chapter 1 tells us, my brothers, you will always have your trials, but when they come, try to treat them as a happy privilege. You understand that your faith is only put to the test to make you patient, but patience too is to have its practical results so that you will become fully developed, complete, with nothing missing. Then verse 12 finishes with, happy the man who stands firm when trials come. He has proved himself and will win the prize of life, the crown that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Well, how in the world can we be happy when trials come? Because we live by providence. By Romans chapter 8. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with those who love him. We can be happy because God will turn this trial, whatever it is, to our good if we cooperate with him. But to cooperate with God takes patience. And without patience, we'll lose the good God wants to bring from our trials. So we need patience. But what is patience? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Patience is the virtue to endure suffering cheerfully, without losing or giving up on the good. Patience is part of courage, and there are two basic actions of courage: attack and endure. When we face something bad or evil, our first response should be to attack it, which means to change it if we can. But if we can't change it, then we are called to endure the evil cheerfully without becoming evil ourselves. So, when we face some trial or suffering that we can't change, that's when we are in danger of losing the good God wants to bring about through the suffering. And we can lose it if we react badly with sinful anger, bitterness, resentment, or discouragement that'll cause us to give up, or worse, despair that leads us to try to escape through addictions to food, alcohol, weed, painkillers, or even workaholism or binge entertainment. This is where we need patience. Again, the virtue to endure the trial cheerfully, because we are convinced in providence that God works all things for good for those who love Him. So, how do we stay hopeful and cheerful in trials and suffering? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. In May of 1939, Brother Pelagius, a close friend of St. Maximilian, had a conversation with him that he recorded in his personal memoirs. Brother Pelagius said to Colby, "Father, despite your poor health and the many obstacles you've had to overcome, you've accomplished so much. Imagine what you could have done without all these crosses. Why doesn't God free you from the cross so that your mission would be more successful?" Colby smiled and said, "It was just the opposite, my child. The cross was not an obstacle. It was the engine that powered the success. Without the cross, we would have accomplished nothing." Why would Colby say this? Because when we have no cross, then we rely on human effort alone, which is weak. But suffering strips us of self-reliance, and so we learn to rely totally on God. And that is when we become free and powerful. Tuberculosis, misunderstanding, and the Nazis were not a hindrance to Colby. It forced him to surrender to God, which unleashed the power of God to accomplish great things. So Colby understood well what God said to St. Paul, "My power is at its best in weakness." And that's why Colby said, "That is why the worst cross is to have no cross." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. How do we develop patience? Patience isn't something you wait to feel. It's a choice, an action you choose to practice. And like any virtue, it gets easier the more you do it. So what should we practice? When you face an evil, change it if you can. But if you can't change it, accept it with trust, because providence works all things for good for those who love him. And then offer it up for the conversion of your loved ones. This cross, to be accepted and offered, may be the most effective means you have to bring about the conversion of your loved ones. And without this cross that God is inviting you to accept and offer up, your loved one may not be converted. So don't waste it. But don't rely on your power alone. Beg the Holy Spirit for the gift of fortitude, which gives divine strength to weak humans. Patience isn't gained by avoiding the cross, but by enduring it cheerfully for the love of God and for the conversion of souls, fully convinced that providence works all things for good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou
thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, you didn't think I was trying to rub it in with this meditation, did you?
It's certainly very topical. Funny enough, it's been really one of the only things I've been able to think about in the last couple days. It's the concept of my limitations, because this is actually my voice at its best. For the last couple days, I have had absolutely zero voice. Even whispering just hurts a lot. So I was forced to, in those couple days, think a lot about God's purpose in that. But also, I think one of the things even overlooked in this is how grateful it makes you. Because there are so many things to be grateful for, but often the things that are we take the most joy out of are things we don't necessarily notice, because I immediately noticed that I couldn't talk as well with others. One of the things I really missed was comedy. It's really hard to have comedic timing when you're listening to a group of people, but you can't speak. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's deeply frustrating, because I would use text to speech, but it had a delay. So they would have moved on in the conversation by the time I got to it. I also couldn't sing. I went to Mass on Sunday and I was super sad because the music was beautiful. I really liked what they chose and I couldn't sing. But without losing my voice, that's not something that I would appreciate to its fullest extent. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's another element to cross, is that we get the impression that everything we have is a right and we can never lose it, so we're not grateful for it. And at the very least, we should be really happy all the time and grateful for these things. We just don't normally look at them.
Yeah. So really, this is a very good point, that our crosses, our sufferings should lead to a twofold gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
First, to thank God for... Well, it's hard though. How do you thank God for a gift that you currently don't have?
Well, in this sense, I'm certainly grateful for I had a couple of days of rest, which I never do. I never stop because I didn't have a choice. I didn't have anything else I could do. And I got other things done, but it was very restful. And this actually brings me to an even bigger point that is one of my favorite things to think about, which is I think a lot of people talk about art and they say you should never limit what art can be. But I actually think the greatest thing you can do for creativity is limit or put limits on things. When people have to work in limitations, suddenly I feel 10 times more creative. It's the difference between, it would be really hard if someone said, hey, write a song right now. I'm gonna give you 10 minutes, write a song. That's really, really hard. If someone said, write a song about a turtle in 10 minutes, suddenly I have something to go off of. Oh, I'm limited.
Yeah.
I'm much more limited. But it's more limiting to say, I need you to write a song and it has to be in A minor and it has to be about turtles.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's quite limiting, but your choices are eliminated. So you are more creative with the options left.
So are you saying
bringing that all the way around to when God limits us, when he gives us a cross, he's taking away some of our choices,
our options,
but you just accept that that door is shut now. And now you know what better options are because they're the only options left.
So are you saying that
less choices is better when it comes to creativity?
Are you getting at that nothing can happen in the world mm-hmm. except what God wills
yes.
or allows? And the things that he allows into your life that you can't change, mm-hmm. that's an expression of his will. So if your goal is to just do the will of God, now you don't have any confusion because
mm-hmm.
this is the only option you have left.
So I could be much more at peace with my days because say I didn't have work on one of those days, but I had all of my faculties. I don't think I would have done as much, quite honestly. Because I wouldn't know what I was being given. I wouldn't have the direction and the clarity. Yeah. But when I was directly restricted and I knew that there's nothing I could have done to bring my voice back that day.
Yeah.
There was no way in which we could have recorded the podcast. So I just had to look to the next best choices that God was giving me.
You know, it really is beautiful. I was talking with your grandfather, my dad, and now that grandma has passed away, he doesn't have a job because mm-hmm. when she was here,
he was a caretaker.
Because of her suffering, the suffering made clear what his job and mission was.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. now he has all these options.
Yeah.
But it's the same with us. And this is a really important point.
It's why I really do agree that having no crosses is a cross in its own right, because you end up instead directionless.
Yes. Yeah. And again, because I have a small, slow mind, if a cross or suffering in our life limits our options, it's just making the will of God more clear.
Yeah.
So we can focus on it.
Uh-huh.
Or work with it and actually be more effective.
Yeah. I'm someone who really likes to overassess situations and find out what truly the best choice is. But it's kind of like that cereal aisle in any American grocery store where you're like, what is the best option? You're not going to read every box. You're not going to spend 3 hours there. But if you walked into a little convenience store and there's two options, you can truly assess and make the best decision.
Quickly.
Because there's just less options.
Yeah.
And know and be at peace that you made the best choice that you could.
I think what makes this possible is providence, believing in providence. Providence is guiding everything. Even our sickness, mm-hmm. even our whatever the cross is, providence has supplied it. And so we beg for the grace to go with it instead of fight against it.
God is just closing doors that you were not supposed to go through.
Yeah. just wish he would open the screen. Because sometimes suffering feels like being pushed through a sieve.
Interesting.
That's, I feel like, for another conversation.
Life is a bit more like it's a maze and God keeps blocking our path because he's like, stop, stop. You're nowhere near the exit. This is a dead end. And we're like, we're just standing in front of that closed off path and we're like, surely that was it. But it's not an option anymore. We've got to move on.
Holy Spirit, help us to follow providence. Well, thanks for the conversation, and I hope you feel better.
I feel great. I sound bad.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.